you know, part of the thing that I have to tag on, it needs justice. Julian was an unexpected gift that just showed up in Taiwan for all of us for a year. He had never planned to be here, and he had always planned to leave quickly. And in the time he was here, he just lived his normal life, did his thing, continued to be awesome and friendly and honest, just accepted people, and he made so many friends, encouraged people. It goes deeper. One guy ended up writing his master's thesis about Julian and just graduated. I mean, you know, I've been doing lots of filming. He's taught me how to do filming work, how to be a good skateboard filmer. Because he's been filmed and he skates and he knows videos, etc. And it goes on and on and on. And it just showed me so much about how our lives come and go, and friendship is not planned. You don't say, oh, I'm going to go be friends with those people. Your friends are the people right around you. It's like, Julian's here. These are going to be his friends now. Who are they? They're the people next to him. And it's just that's it. Those are your friends, the people right around you. That's really been the big takeaway that's really been the big takeaway from Julian. Let's see here. What have I been? You know, I'm looking at my list of things here to talk about. All this ties into healthy relationships. You know, can we love the people that are right around us? And as I've been having my things, which I do not want to admit are romance spats with this lady, as I'm watching, I'm seeing where the road leads, and it's a dramatic change for me. And I know that because I learn from wisdom. I've listened to so many people about marriage. It's one of the reasons I've avoided it until now. So I'm watching all of this develop. Not for fear, because I knew that it wasn't ready or it wasn't the right person. I understand women. I really understand how women think. It makes sense to me. It's why I wasn't ready to be with any of them, because I'm like, that's something not right there. Found one. She thinks like a woman, but it'll work. I it'll work. I've seen enough. I've got enough. You don't know it's going to work. Wait. So many people get into a romance and it looks good to everyone else on the outside, and then it turns into a disastrous divorce. Right. Okay. And we're all supposed to tell ourselves, well, it looked wonderful. We never saw it coming. I disagree. Let's go back and say that differently. Instead of it looked to everyone else like it was good, let's say it looked to everyone else like it was good from their limited and uninformed perspective. They don't know much about that relationship, and they probably don't know much about relationships. And having multiple relationships does not make you an expert. It makes you more of an idiot, because what the heck are you doing? You know, romance is not like skateboarding. Failure does not lead to success. You're supposed to nail it once, because they mate for life. That doesn't mean you're not going to have, you know, childhood crushes and butterfly love for a point. But I'm talking about being in serious relationships. So it's I'm not going to judge people. I'm just saying that if you really understand relationships well, it means that you've learned by listening. You've learned through wisdom. You've learned by the word rather than the rod. You've learned by listening to those who are older than you, because you're a kid. You're 10 years old. Should be listening. Mom, Dad, why do you get along? You know. Well, and if Mom and Dad don't get along, then they're letting you down, and then that's contributing to it. We look at romance and we don't know what's really going on. And actually, we are able to predict the breakup. It's bad communication. It's lack of love. Not lack of saying the word love. It's lack of real love. Selflessness. Patience. Kindness. Not insisting on your own way. And when the other person doesn't understand, you've got to let them without pushing them to understand. Maybe listen as they talk themselves out of their opinion and into something better, and you'll learn something. You know, so I've asked friends about this. I'm like, she gets this opinion and it's so strong. He's like, that is 100% of women. And I'm sitting there thinking, I ran this past my mother. You bet I did. Women are so opinionated. Humans are so opinionated. We express it differently. But if I say, oh, well, women don't know how to listen. Excuse me. That's someone who doesn't understand himself. I don't know how to listen. Why do you think I'm doing a podcast where I don't listen to you? So it's. Well, and why did I do you the favor of giving you the pause and stop button and better yet, infinite repeat? So it's like, you know, romance tests our ability to have a relationship with anyone else. And so I've been looking at this and saying, okay, because you're so close to this other person, but that person has something in common with everyone you know. That person's human, just like you and everyone. And so your ability to get along with the person in the romantic relationship, maybe it's about your ability to get along with yourself. And of course, it's about your ability to get along with everyone else. It's a very impolite, uncomfortable mirror. And it'll show you the crap in your life that you've got to deal with. And I'll go back to Chuck Swindoll. The things that you don't like about someone else are probably an insight into problems with yourself. Almost surely, almost every time. So I've looked at this and I'm like, well, what do I do when she's wrong? It's like I've utterly had to let go of that tendency to try to push people to understand or do something when I don't see it because of her. Okay. Now that's not a grand, you know, I mean, everybody in romance, wow, I'm a different person because of her. Okay. All right. Or him. Okay. You know, that's everybody's realization, right? Okay. My point is that the struggles that we have in relationships in romance are struggles that we have with all people. And most of us don't see that because we keep everybody else at a distance. All of our friends, the other people we work with, we keep them at this comfortable arm's reach. They're at an arm's length where there's no danger of them getting too close and seeing who we really are underneath. We keep them away. And then, we get romance. All of a sudden, that other person's bad. You know, I think we need to let other people in. Julian let other people in. And the locals let Julian in. And they made awesome friends that they never expected. It was just this completely unexpected blessing because we all let each other in. And we did it without judging. It's just, these are your friends and your skate buddies now. Go do it. And it took a little bit of time, of course, but it happened. And it didn't take forever. It was an amazing, blessed, unplanned, undeserved year. And as I'm entering romance, that's the thing that I'm learning in order to know that this relationship has a chance, in order to make it work where it's at even now, I'm learning every frustration I have in dealing with her is an issue I have dealing with all people. It's not about her. It's not about women. It's about me and all people. Young, old, men, women, everything. Everyone. Love you. See you tomorrow. We'll do more issues, I think.